This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we're talking here today, and next week we'll be talking in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am talking about the most, more people read his stuff than anybody else in the United States when it comes to guns, and this is Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Glad to be here as usual.
Yes, sir. Let's kick off with this, because this is the thing. I haven't noticed you writing anything about this thing coming up on Virginia. Is this something you're going to be? You'll be in Vegas with me, so.
Yeah, there's an article. I can tell you if it's been published. It's coming up very shortly on Ammoland that I wrote about. It's been published a few hours ago.
Okay.
About the Virginia situation in which basically, I warn people to be careful when they go to this lobby day, and that it appears to me to be set up as a trap by Governor Northam and his allies to try to have situations in which Second Amendment supporters will look bad. And I don't know, but I think it's certainly plausible that there would be agent provocateurs to try to get Second Amendment supporters to engage in violence, perhaps even legitimate self-defense, which would be trimmed and then cast in a bad light by news organizations.
Right.
And we know that the Democrat Party has engaged in this kind of behavior because Project Veritas with Eric O'Keefe exposed people who did it and had connections to the Clinton campaign in 2016. They were in Madison, Wisconsin. And they would go to Trump campaign events and try to goad Trump supporters into doing something violent so they could get them on cameras and then claim that the Trump campaign was violent. And we don't know how much or how many Antifa supporters may show up in Richmond at the lobby day. And I think it will be a better situation than what we've seen in Seattle, for example, or in Berkeley, because Richmond is not Seattle or Berkeley.
Right.
And I just don't think there's as much support in Richmond for the kind of lawless actions that have been taken in Seattle and Berkeley. And so hopefully the law enforcement in Richmond will act more professionally and protect everybody who is there. We have Philip Van Cleve, who's the head of Virginia Citizens Defense League, and I know him. We've talked a few times and get along pretty well. And he's saying some of this, too. He's saying that he doesn't say it's there. He said, has the Democrat leadership actually invited violent groups to attend for the purpose of disrupting the assembly? He doesn't know, but it's something to be concerned about, I believe. So my advice to people who go is to be very, very careful be prepared to video or record just about everything that goes on, because we found that one defense against the media bias is to have your own recording so that they can't edit it.
Right.
And the more people that record, the better chance you have of capturing any events that they may try to portray in particular ways.
Let me ask you a question, and I know I didn't set you up for this, and that was on purpose. Wouldn't it make better strategic sense to just have this lobby day somewhere else?
Well, the purpose of the lobby day is to lobby the legislature. And the Virginia Citizens Defense League has been going there in Richmond since 2002.
Right.
But most of the time, although it's been a newsworthy event, there hasn't been this total animosity between the Democrats and the Virginia Citizens Defense League.
Right.
I mean, it's been a pretty peaceful, rational discussion type of event. But because of the way the Democrats are pushing this, is that you will obey us, and that is it. It comes across as much more confrontational, and it has incentivized, maybe 50 times as many people to show up.
Okay, but, all right, I understand that.
So it's a huge difference. Now, if they hold the event somewhere else, I kind of like that idea, is don't have just maybe the people from VCDL who generally have been going to Lobby Day, have them go to Lobby Day, and then have a rally somewhere else where it's not essentially what I would call an enemy territory.
Well, and that's the thing. They're being herded into a fenced-in enclosure.
Exactly.
And it's going to be...
all the advantages are...
It's a gun-free zone.
Yep.
It's a gun-free zone. And yet, if they stay on the sidewalk, they can have a gun. They're within eyeshot of everything.
It doesn't really make any sense.
No.
There is a legal... challenge that VCDL
has been rejected. I think that's been rejected.
Well, at least at the first court level.
Yeah.
And maybe it'll be moot by the time it goes anywhere else. Yeah, the judge just said no, it doesn't apply. And this gets down to separation of powers, because the legislature passed a law saying that you would not disarm people during emergencies except under specific conditions.
And that's the thing, but here's the other thing. This is the other thing about this too. You and I and everybody like us, we sit around all the time and we're talking about when pro-gun stuff happens, and we look at the people that are anti-gun and we say elections matter. And in this instance, elections matter. These guys can hold all the protests they want. They can hold all the meetings they want. And instead of sitting back and making plans for the next time they can actually win something, they're going to go and do something symbolic, and they're walking into a meat grinder to do it.
Well, and that's the big fear, of course.
Yeah.
And, we don't want... I don't know if you've read Matt Bracken. He's a pretty prominent writer. And he's worried about it quite a bit. He's written a couple of very, I would say, interesting essays saying, look, this is not the place to put yourself on the line, because all the advantages are with the opposition. And it violates all the principles of any kind of strategy and tactics.
Yes.
You have this...
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. We got to talk about... Finish this up. Dean, you can find Dean's work at ammoland.com in about... in about 96 hours, he and I will be having breakfast in Las Vegas at the Palazzo Cafe Lux. That'll be fun. So, and we'll be filming and recording and doing stuff there as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com.
We're talking to Dean Weingarten, discussing this Virginia thing before we move on to other territory. This is my thing with this, Dean, and you tell me what you think about this. Yes, they do this lobby every year, this Gun Day lobby, the VCDL. They've teamed up this time with Gun Owners of America. They got 110,000 people coming.
Holy cow.
They're bussing them in from out of state. Why do they need them from out of state? And this bussing in from out of state is what has led this cat, Northman, whatever his name is, to go ahead and have this emergency order put out there. He's setting everything up. He's sort of beckoning to Antifa to show up to provoke that. How do you keep track of 110,000 people? How do you keep the, as you put it, the agent provocateur out of that?
And there's no way that 110,000 will fit inside the area that they've fenced off.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, they're going to be fenced off in this, and they're going to be like shoulder to shoulder with nowhere to go. And to me, if they were to just, and I've asked the question of a few people that would know, and everybody's telling me, well, it's too late. It's gotten too big. And they're going to a fight that they can't win. They've already lost this fight. They stayed home at the election. And now they got what they got. And this is where my problem begins, because I'm sitting here going, you guys need to start getting set up right now and turn these guys out in 2 years. But, I mean, they've got other laws coming up. They've got other laws.
I'm making the same point. They can win at the next election. Only 40% of the voters turned out at the last election.
Yeah.
In 2019.
Yeah.
And a lot of the reason that the Democrats won is they spent money, and they have a fair number of people on the ground. They were well organized.
But they only turned two senators. They only turned two senators.
Well, that's right. And it used to be a much safer red state, except that, they did a court case to overturn the gerrymandering that had been done. And then they turned it over to a leftist judge to gerrymander it for Democrats, essentially. But if they can take back, the problem is they have to take back the House or the Assembly and the Senate and the governorship to create new districts. So
the problem
is it difficult.
Yeah. The problem is they got to participate. Everybody, the voters have got to participate. And this is the thing. This is the thing. And I'm not trying to be cold about this or anything else. All politics are local. They all start out local. And I've heard before about people that are like, I'm so tired from the campaign, I need time off. The left never takes any time off. And all of this stuff that's going on, they think they have a mandate. They're not paying attention to anybody else out there. The two senators, they think they have a mandate, and they're going to do this. And guess what? They're going to get it. It's going to happen. They have already.
For example,
they've got there's a recall effort going on right now to recall Northam, right? It used to be that you had to have 10% of the voters sign a petition. They have passed a rule to raise that level to 25%.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's become law yet or not.
Well, but that's their intention.
They're talking about doing that.
Yes, they want to change the lifespan of a city. Yeah, from 4 years to 8.
Right.
They want to do away with the hunting industry in Virginia.
Yes.
So
basically, all of these things are ongoing, and we don't know how much they will pass you know, you might get a couple of weak-kneed Democrats. It's possible. We just don't know. And part of what they're trying to do with this massive demonstration is to let the legislators know that there is a lot of opposition.
Yeah,
so I am very concerned, just as you are, and I think righteously so, that there will be some type of agents provocateurs or just an attempt, like what happened in Charleston and was used by the left quite effectively, to create a situation where violence happens and people
even
believe they're legitimately defending themselves, their actions are taken differently.
Yeah. You're talking about Charlottesville.
Charlottesville, sorry.
Yeah. See, to me, knowing that, I think the craziest thing they could do, and it would make them look really bad, because the Democrats are braced for a fight, and that a fight they have to blame on somebody else. If they were to change the venue, this would not happen. I know all the arguments about it.
You know, maybe they could do things like say we're going to gather two blocks over or something, you know.
Or maybe they could just get out there and I mean, if they were to look around.
And don't go into the fenced area.
But here's the other thing I've also heard, and they've sort of zapped some of these email addresses of some of these people, but nobody can get a hold of certain people in this and everything else. I'm just looking at this, and this is just a one big unforced error to me.
Well, it shows that when you have central control, when you have the legislature and the governor and friendly judges, you control a lot of the ground.
Yeah.
And this is what we have. Like I said, I don't think it's as bad as Seattle or Berkeley, but it's not a good situation, and you certainly don't want to be involved in any violence there, because no matter how justified you may be, we don't control the legacy media. And they are quite willing to trim stuff and lie. They've done it repeatedly.
Yep.
So we share concerns, and, you know, I'm hoping, you know, you can hope for the best, but the odds are against us. They're not going to convince the legislators.
Well, I
don't think they're going to convince any of the legislators to change their mind.
Oh, no. They think they're safe. They think they're good to go. They think they're just going to build it to where they're never going to be turned out. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about what's about to happen in Virginia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to elevatebill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 49, the nays are 51. The motion is not agreed to.
The Senate has voted to not allow witnesses and documents in President Trump's impeachment trial. Two Republican senators broke rank and voted yes, Susan Collins and Mitt Romney. All others were along party lines. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said,
America will remember this day, unfortunately,
where the Senate did not live up to its responsibilities, where the Senate turned away from truth and went along with a sham trial.
Democrats are meeting to decide on their strategy going forward. A vote to acquit is expected on Wednesday. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has made an announcement. He's decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
So, talking to Dean Weingarten, and Dean has been at work. I don't look at your stuff anymore because you come on the show so much. I just want you to talk about it when you're on the show. So I don't use it for show prep anymore, Dean.
I guess it's a compliment.
It is. It's quite the compliment, let me tell you. So right across the border in West Virginia, you have quite the opposite story happening, don't you?
Yes. You have one of the legislators has introduced a bill to include in preemption non-firearm weapons. And what he does is he basically takes away the ban that had existed on things like nunchucks and brass knuckles and basically weapons that for one reason or another had been banned over the years. And just says these are protected by preemption, too. And the reason is obvious, because they're all arms protected by the Second Amendment. It's the right to keep and bear arms, not the right to keep and bear a gun.
Right.
So it includes knives. It includes brass knucks. It includes nunchucks. Now, those are lesser arms, but for many applications, but some people may want to use those weapons versus firearms for whatever reason. And I think it's the correct way to look at the Second Amendment. When they were debating the Second Amendment in the Federalist Papers, one founder, and it may have been in a different paper than the founder, said it applies to all the terrible weapons of war. And because we, unlike people in Europe, have the right to have them. So I think it'll pass in West Virginia, if nothing else, just as a backlash against what's going on in Virginia. And some people in West Virginia are saying, hey, you counties, you Second Amendment sanctuaries in Virginia, why don't you join us? Leave Virginia and make West Virginia bigger.
Yeah. Are they on the border? Or are there quite a few of them bordering West Virginia?
Yes. A lot of the Second Amendment sanctuaries are on the border with West Virginia. But almost the entire state of Virginia is Second Amendment sanctuaries, except for about three or four counties out of 95 and a few cities. But in the really big cities next to D.C., there's a lot of population, and that's where you get the votes that make Virginia a potential swing state.
Well, I think that would be great.
Now, while there are dangers in having tens of thousands of people show up in Richmond, there's also the possibility that this will energize people to get out and vote at the next election. Because if no other reason, there's probably very few people in Virginia that don't realize what's going on in the legislature.
Well,
getting quite a bit of coverage.
It reminds me of with Colorado.
Yeah.
In Colorado, when the Senate president said, disregard what your constituents are telling you, don't even listen to them. When you've got government that gets out there and says, we don't care what you say, we're going to do what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Well, this is just the beginning. This is Virginia sees that they can do this in a sprint. You know, I've said this, and they can do this in a sprint. They can do this really quick and really fast. And, in the meantime, their actual problem, which is fentanyl and opioids and everything else, they got a big crisis with that. Their crime isn't going up. They're a very, very safe state. But in the meantime, I think this is going to create something that like what we saw in Colorado. But if you look at Colorado, how much of what was passed in Colorado ever got repealed?
There really hasn't been much. There's a court decision or two that sort of reduced the impact a little, but it hasn't really been repealed.
No,
and it just hasn't led to large electoral victories. And what we see is that the left, well, I'd say more so than Republicans, seems to be planning long term. You know, bring these people in. Take over the schools, take over the colleges, take over the organs of society so that culturally we teach the next generation to vote for us, that we're the good guys. And there's a backlash against that, and I think we actually are winning on a lot of fronts, but they seem to be looking much longer term, and part of this is that a whole lot of people in the Republican Party just thought of themselves as slower Democrats. All this stuff's going to happen. We can't really do anything about it. We just maybe want to slow things down a little bit. That's not a formula for winning.
No.
So with President Trump, we're showing we can win.
Yeah. Whoever was in charge of the Virginia GOP, and I'm not, I do train to be violent, but I don't like violence. But I could make an exception for the guys running the Virginia GOP, because all they had to do was maintain two Senate seats. Two. Now, they did it in the last election cycle, and Bloomberg dropped $2 million on those two races in a state Senate race. They did it last time, but that's because they had grassroots people there that were not indigenous to Virginia that came in there and actually just told the story. And this time they were turned away.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they were turned away by VCDL, and I think that's probably because since in that amount of time, you know, you had a change at GOA where Larry went away, Larry Pratt went away, and Eric is a little more active, a little more, you know, he's younger, he's a little more energetic. So I think they probably thought they had that. But, I mean, when you think of how many gun rights organizations are in Virginia, I mean.
Well, and active. I mean, VCDL has been one of the more effective state gun rights organizations. They've been the pattern. They were the pattern for Arizona CDL, AZCDL, and AZCDL has been extremely effective.
Right.
But when you have these billionaires focusing their energy and basically Chinese Maoist sympathizer organizations doing everything they can to switch those seats, and the power of federal judges being used to change the districting of the, you know, you have, it's hard. That's a lot of stuff working against you.
You do, but I'm going to point something. We're coming up on the next break. I'm going to point something out to you when we get back, just simply because it is a fact. And I know exactly what you're saying. I work in the media in which you're talking about, but I just want to point something out, and I don't know if you've ever thought about it. And if you have, then I don't mean to insult you, but if you haven't, I'm going to give you another thing to consider in that deep cranium of the wine garden type. And for those of you that like the kind of stuff that we talk about here, you can go to AmmoLand, and that's where the precursors, that's where the ideas come from. I'm not making this stuff up. Dean's already written about it. I just look there and say, oh, that's juicy. We'll wait till Wednesday or Friday to talk about that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
Talking to Dean Weingarten, and you did an article earlier on Virginia about sheriffs that are out there saying we'll deputize the entirety of the county if we have to, and theoretically by law, I'm reading it from the article, it sounds like one sheriff could deputize everybody in the state. Is that right?
It sounds like it. There doesn't seem to be any limit in the law on how many people he can deputize. I suspect the legislature may try to change that if the sheriffs do start deputizing large numbers, but I think that would take time and it would be challenged in court. So, yes, a sheriff could deputize very large numbers, virtually the entire population. I think they would have to be adults. I don't think he could deputize children.
Right.
But he could deputize just about everybody who wasn't a felon. And that's another thing that we, about the voting in Virginia, is that over about the last decade or so, Democrat governors have restored voting rights to 200,000
felons. Yep.
Now, I don't know how many of them are voting. This group that is sympathetic to the Chinese communists claims that of 20,000 felons whose voting rights were restored by the current governor, 74% voted in the last election. I don't know if that's true. But that's enough to swing some key districts, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
So we have this movement, long-term strategy on the left. I mean, how did we lose California when we got Reagan from California?
Yeah.
Well, lots of immigration, legal and illegal, all pushed very hard to vote Democrat.
Yeah.
And the first time it happened, I remember we had a long-term Republican congressman lose his seat there, and they wanted to aggressively go after the voting and pursue the potential that there is a lot of illegal voting and fraud. And I recall the Republican Party just backed off and said, no, we're not going to go there.
Right. Yeah, they got to stop being the party of good manners, don't they, the Republicans? They got to get into the fisticuffs. But let me ask you this. Is Richmond County, is the county that Richmond sits in, is that a sanctuary county? I guess not.
I think it is. And I think Richmond, the county that Richmond is, has declared itself a sanctuary county. I believe so.
So this is really going to be like a circle inside a ring of, there's going to be a circle of gun-free zone where there isn't normally.
Right, correct.
And we're all of the gun rights activists are being suckered into that nexus, if you will. And
it's not a real big area. If we're talking, you know, a large 100,000 people, I don't think they'd fit inside the fenced-in area.
I think only 100,000 people
take up quite a bit of space.
Yeah, I think 10,000 are all that's going to be allowed in there. But that part of it is, I'm just sitting back and...
Now, here's the other thing. If it is a really large number like we're talking about, and nobody will know until it happens, there just aren't that many hardcore violent leftist activists.
Well, they talk a good talk anyway.
They talk a good talk, but if you look at the numbers that show up, there's really not huge numbers of them. I would be surprised if they get a couple hundred in Virginia.
Yeah, I would imagine. It's not like Berkeley. It's not like Portland.
Exactly. And even in Berkeley and Portland, you're not talking more than, I don't think, 1,000. It's a small group of violent people who, and they aren't even really all that violent. I mean, they are, but they don't really know what they're doing. You know, it's not like they're really out to kill people. They feel that they are immune to the law there, and the mayor's on their side, so they get away with clubbing people from behind and ganging up on individuals. But it's not like they are really proficient at violence.
Well,
if they were, there'd be a lot more dead people.
But this is my thing now. With sheriffs, can a governor order, like in Portland, they're always being ordered to stand down. In Charlottesville, they were ordered to stand down, the police.
Right.
Can police get out there and counterman that and say, you know, this part of it just ain't going to work. We got to get in there and we got to restore order. This is not, I was not elected to let this happen.
Yeah, this is a really interesting thing, and I think it's somewhat of an opportunity. First off, what we see on the left through exposure by things like Project Veritas with Eric O'Keefe is they have to be coming a bit gun-shy about the possibility that their actions or words will be recorded by somebody. I mean, it's becoming so easy to record and video things almost anywhere, anytime, that elected officials like Northam have to be watching their back as to what they will actually say. I mean, if Northam would actually give an order to the police, you know, don't interfere in what's going on there, he's not going to look good. It's bad for him. So that could work to our advantage. It may be hard for them to give actual bad orders like that. And I don't think the state police of Virginia, which Northam has titular control over, or the Capitol Police, which the legislature, I think, has control over. The Capitol Police probably don't have more than, I wouldn't think there'd even be 50 of them.
Right.
But, and the state police in Virginia, I don't know their numbers. I would presume it's less than 500. So we're not talking huge numbers of people.
Yeah.
I don't know if the sheriff of the county that Richmond is in has made any statement. But I just find it that they have to be constrained by the exposure they've been getting when they've done bad stuff. They just can't get away with it and cover it up as much as they used to.
Right.
So that hopefully will be something to constrain them a little bit. I mean, when we're talking about changing the terms required for a recall, when we're talking about changing the terms of a governor's election, and we're looking at the type of things that went on in Venezuela as Chavez took over and made sure that the opposition was never able to win another election.
Right. Yeah, that's
it's very scary stuff.
Yeah, I can, you know, for all of this stuff that goes on, at some point, the first thing I want to see happen, since the Democrats have just gone insane, and they've completely unmasked, and we don't really have time to discuss that, but we'll discuss this on Wednesday. Since they've gone insane and everything, the first thing we got to do is take back the U.S. House.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
And then hold the Senate, reelect Trump, and then we got to start moving the chain down the field. That's just all there is to it. That's all there is to it.
Hopefully there have been enough changes in the House and the Senate so that we don't have numerous Republicans stabbing Trump in the back, which has happened in the first 2 years.
Yeah, but most of those guys quit. That's how the Democrats got the House in the first place, those 38 defections.
Yes, I think so. I mean, that's my general impression.
Yeah. We're about to run out of time. The next time you hear from me and Dean, we will be sitting in the press room at SHOT Show, and we will bring you our impression of what's going on. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill. I enjoy the show immensely.
Looking forward to seeing you. And between now and then, for everybody else, remember this. If you would be so kind, it has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.